Crosstalk Radio is sponsored in part by Love Work Recording Studios. Whether you need recording or mixing and mastering services, Love Work is all about quality and customer service. Check them out at theloveworkstudios.com or give them a call at 678-953-2170.
Yo, 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 it's your boy E. Hud, man, and I'm here on Crosstalk Radio with my boy Steph Swig and Big Pudge.
Talk about stuff people don't want to talk about nowadays. I want to address the elephant in the room. I want to be thought-provoking, open-minded.
Crosstalk Radio.
Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. We got fans from Japan, all the way to the Netherlands.
We coming through like it's season two. Hit you with the crosstalk, yeah, you know how we do. Changing the world one show at a time. We the salt of the earth, bringing light to your mind. Universal conversations. We appreciate the love we got back from every nation. Really, it's an honor that y'all listen to us. Cause Big Pudge and Steph Swig will give it to you. Transparency, spiritually, life lessons, and politics, the ultimate greed. What I'm saying ain't no boundaries. When we at this table, bringing awareness to the things we see. So rest yourself and enjoy the show. You're guaranteed to be intrigued by this Crosstalk Radio.
Oh, oh. We got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. We got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands.
Welcome to Crosstalk Radio. This is your man, Steph Swig.
This is your man, Big Pudge.
Thank you, thank, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much,
as
so
usual,
much, so
we
much.
We love it, we so love much. It.
Yo, as always, we got a dope show for you today, man. It's a little bit of a heavy topic for some people. For myself, it is. I'm not happy with what I'm hearing in the news, but then again, it's news, right? When you don't give right. us positivity in the news anyway. Sadly. Either way it goes, we got a topic here. It's, I don't even know what to call it, the actual title of the episode yet.
Gender X.
Gender X, okay.
We're going to call this Gender X.
Gender X. So I'm going to play a little clip for you. You'll hear what Gender X actually is. And then we're going to dive in with me and Pudge's opinions and thoughts on that, like we normally do at Crosstalk. I'm trying to cue it up now.
Yeah, I watched it, last night, and it was
just a little clip on YouTube real quick. Then we'll dive on into the episode, everybody. Now I'm acting like you don't want to play.
Alright, look, let me it's coming. I see your brother got a new phone, you know. I can click stuff immediately.
I should have got you on it then.
Got you. Stuff immediately.
Starting tomorrow, New Yorkers won't have to choose between just two gender birth certificate. City residents will now be able to select X to reflect transgender and non-binary gender identity. Also, they will no longer need a letter from a physician or an affidavit signed by a licensed healthcare provider to change the gender on their birth certificate. Mayor de Blasio says the new policy advances the fight for equality and makes the city fairer for all people.
Brief article. Is that the one you listen to?
Yeah, it's exactly what I listen
to. So, okay, you want to dive in, you want to read the whole thing?
Nah, you can, you was going to read the rest of the article?
Yeah, I mean, we don't need to. I think it's kind of...
That's self-explanatory.
Okay, we keep it moving. Let's not insult our guests. This is, go right in, know that that was article self-explanatory. All right, so Pudge, how do you feel about that, for one?
At first, I was extremely bothered by it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought about those people that are born with both organs.
Okay.
You know, it to me, my personal opinion is I can understand Gender X being for them.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily people that's going through sex changes and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
More so the ones that are born with both organs, because honestly, that is like a tough decision for a parent to make, where your child is here and they have both organs and you don't know at that time what your child is going to wind up being.
Yeah.
Full male or full female. So
you got to guess.
Yeah, you got to guess. So I can understand putting X at birth right then and there. And then as they get older, they can go back and change it themselves.
Yeah.
That is the only, like, upside that I see.
Okay.
It's the only upside I see, because everything else is giving people who, example, I've been hurt by so many men, so now I just want to, you know, I want to be a man so I can turn around and do the same thing to women. You know, whatever the case may be, because you actually have some people that want to go through a whole entire sex change just because of being hurt.
Yeah.
Or not because they actually have felt like they have been opposite sex from birth to the age that they are. So I feel like it's giving people who are troubled, let me say it like that without trying to offend anyone, people who are troubled, it gives them way too much of a leeway to want to go in the wrong direction of something that they should not go in at all.
I got you.
So what's your take on it?
Man, mine's pretty much the same thing as yours. My first response was I was upset. I'm not surprised. Just upset.
Right.
Still am. I get everything you said, and I agree. I don't think this is why the bill was put in place, though.
Me neither.
Not just for the people who are born with both genders. I think, it's another agenda being at play. And, of course, I think it's people forcing themselves to include stuff on every level. We seem like we're living in an inclusionistic society where everything wants to be included. Everybody wants to be included. Everybody wants to be included. We want included things. It sounds like, to me, that we're taking that minority and making that the majority, in a sense. Like, I'm not saying, like, minorities is in race. I'm just saying a small group of people having a huge amount of influence that impact the rest of the country.
Right.
You know, and I don't think that's good at all just to have an X night. At the end of the day, no matter who you are, you're one or the other.
Right.
There is no gender X.
Right.
And you keep on pushing this envelope, then when bad stuff happens, I don't want to say stuff, but when bad stuff happens, you know, it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
It's a floodgate, you know, and that's what bothers me about it. Like, we're ignoring the issues and trying to pacify, and then when everything's out of balance and this world's going to hell in a handbasket, you know, then we want to do something different.
Right.
When, if you stand your ground and say what's right and stand on it, that should be it.
Right.
Now, I'm not against people who have, like Putter said, born with both, and then, you know, wrong one got cut off.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not for supporting people who identify with something that they're not.
Exactly.
You know, I'm for helping people who identify with something that they're not.
But see, so you said that. See, this is how somebody can play on that sense as far as identify with something that I'm not. Now, this is 2019 we live in. We got pansexuals now that just came out last year.
Yeah.
So, how, like somebody playing on your senses being like, well, I'm a pansexual, which means I love everything.
Mm-hmm.
I love everyone, animals included.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I could consider myself a gender X, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the part that's irritating, because although everybody gets exactly what your sentence really meant, someone who is a pansexual will try to play on that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, my opinion, like you're saying, all these male or female.
Yeah.
That's how it was in the beginning. That's how it still is right now. And it's like you said, the world has come up with all these extra stuff to appease all these people with all these other issues that's going on.
Yeah.
And it's really crazy to me. It's really crazy because it's like, we went from a world that was extremely segregated to a world that is still segregated in some areas, but we accept and allow and omit so many things that the world feels is going to benefit or be better for the world, but it's just actually corrupting it even more.
Even more. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And the sad thing is, I'm sure that people were just happy about it, but all the posts I read, they were upset about it.
Yeah.
It's not just from a believer standpoint. These are people who don't identify with any religion, saying this is some bullcrap.
Right.
Like,
right.
It's like, when is somebody going to wake up and say this? Like, when is somebody going to wake up and say, this is bullcrap? No, we ain't accepting that. Where does the line get drawn?
Right.
Because you keep on adding stuff. After a while, the LGBTQ is going to go from A to Z after a while.
Yeah.
It's not a shot at that, but that's my point. It's like, you can't include everybody and everything and make it okay.
Right.
Some things are wrong, hands down, and you need help.
It's funny because it's like, you even got the LGBT community that fought to, they don't want that P added on there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's funny because, okay, you've always had the LGBT community. They have been there around for decades. Mm-hmm. And it's like, they're like, we're our own entity. Mm-hmm. We don't even, and I'm not saying that they, all of them feel like this, but yeah. It's like, we don't even associate with pansexuals. Meaning, they're not like us. Mm-hmm. Meaning, they don't have the struggles that we actually have, so... Stop trying to put all weird folks a part of the LGBT community.
It's all weird folks.
You know what I'm saying? Or add all these extra letters and, you know what I'm saying, like to us. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because, like, I don't consider somebody that's lesbian or gay a weird person.
No, they're not.
I don't. You know what I'm saying? Now, my and Yusuf, Big Pudge, personal opinion, I do consider you weird if you're a pansexual.
Okay.
And that's just my personal opinion, and I'm not saying it in an offensive light or anything like that. Mm-hmm. If someone is a pansexual, you know, help me understand how you became what you are mm-hmm. in 2018, 2019, yeah. when lesbians and gays been out since the beginning of the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, y'all just came out last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to, you know, I'm just a little confused on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, but it's like, all this other stuff that's coming up, the original LGBT, it was, I ain't gonna lie, I did laugh when I was like, they was fighting to not, they fought the queer. They ain't even yeah. with the Q on there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they fought to keep the queer off, and now they won with the pansexual, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying, add that on there. So it's like, LGBTQP. Like, yeah. you know what
after
saying?
A while, you got to have a whole different name. You have to just have a name for it, as
right.
opposed to
right.
giving too many letters.
Right.
But back to the Gen X thing, but not Gen X, the Gender X thing, I get frustrated, man, because it's like we try to make too much okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I guess it's the same thing we do in society, though, when it comes to drugs and medicine, though. Like, drugs don't do nothing but treat. There's never a cure there.
Mm-hmm.
There's no help. It's just pacifying.
You got legal drugs and illegal drugs, but yeah. they all
none of them are cures.
Yeah. And it's... I guess it's to me, just the end of times. It's just that, you know, it's just the end of the times when you see, I mean, when global warming is a huge sign of the end of times. But when you just add on all the laws and stuff that they're passing now to appease people and their lifestyles this stuff was not even heard of, you know, 10, 15, mm-hmm. 20, 30 years ago. And now we have all this stuff. And it's like, I mean, you know, I'm not going to lie, like when Obama was in office and he passed the law for same-sex marriages,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, that kind of blew me. You know what I'm saying?
I felt a spiritual shift when that happened. I did.
I can't say this because I don't want folks to be. I felt the shift too as well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't a pleasant shift.
Yeah.
In the spiritual realm.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
no, it wasn't.
No, because what really hurt me was to see people who are saved, who know the word of God, so excited to run out to the cross and get married.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody has to tell you that your lifestyle or what you live is incorrect. You mm-hmm. know this already, but mm-hmm. you were that excited that a black man, black president passed this law that, and it mm-hmm. wasn't even about the fact that it was a black man. It was just the fact that y'all became more accepted.
Yeah.
You know, more because a lot of, you know, homosexual people felt slighted because nobody honored or respected y'all talking about y'all married.
Yeah.
So you can go somewhere and talk about this is my husband and this is the same man. Nobody's respecting that at all because mm-hmm. there's no law saying that that's legal. So
yeah.
so the praise that went forth when this law was passed,
mm-hmm.
It was hurtful to the spiritual realm, to mm-hmm. me.
Yeah.
It was hurtful to see so many folks that I know that are saved and know the truth
mm-hmm.
so ecstatic to run out to the cross and get married. Now, I do understand how they have felt as far as being marginalized
yeah.
and always, you know, being talked about and dogged out, stuff like that. And this gave them something to be proud of.
Mm-hmm.
I do get that. And I'm not knocking the people who I know that got married and nothing like that at all. On a spiritual aspect, I'm saying it's saddening.
Yeah.
It's saddening from a spiritual aspect.
Yeah.
And it's hurtful in a spiritual aspect.
I did.
It's only because that is not God's intentions. That was not his intent for any of this. Now, did God know this was going to happen? Yeah, he knew.
Of course.
Yeah, he knew it was going to happen. And it's, you know, it's still kind of mind-blowing, you know. And after that, you know, they came up with that one. And then the one that was just extremely excruciating, painful to me. It just really pissed me off. Well, we did a show on that one. Was the
transgender?
Not the transgender one, but the one where they're trying to, the pedophile thing. We're taking it away. We're pretty much you're giving an excuse for grown men who molest little kids,
yeah.
And you're making that excuse saying they have something to where no penalties and stuff come towards that.
Like I said, when you have corrupt folks making the laws, you're gonna have corruptness. That's it.
And that's hurtful. That. Yeah, that's hurtful. But that's the one that got up under my skin more than any of them, because I'm like, if you want to look at it, man, if I got to choose, I can understand the world allowing same-sex marriages. That's something that folks been wanting for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I can even, as much as I don't like pansexuals, because I feel like that's just some crazy nonsense that the world just allow confused people to engage them a label. As much as I don't like that, I will roll with that any day versus the law giving a man, a grown man, or grown woman a name for their disease, as far as like the molest little children.
Yeah.
And you're trying to be understanding that that's an issue and get them. Well, I ain't saying they need help, but sweeping that, like passing that off, like that's okay.
Yeah. That's a problem.
Oh man, that is a huge problem because I'm like, these are children, man. Mm-hmm. These are kids that cannot fend for themselves.
Exactly.
So how I ain't trying to bring Kelly back. But it's just like, you know, it's just like so many people was taking up. Why? Because I had no idea what was going on with this man. Mm-hmm. I just started seeing posts about him all over the place. And I still don't know what brought his name back up. But he's been the same. But I'm like, these is folks that's had clear issues all these years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, if you got a good amount of money, you can go ahead and pay folks off and still have your issue.
That's what I'm trying to say. I agree with you. Like, you cannot make it okay.
Mm-hmm.
When people have issues, instead of acting like it's a normal thing, address the goddamn issue.
Mm-hmm.
Hands down.
Right.
That's all it takes.
Right.
Instead of saying, oh, well, you know, too many people had these issues, we're going to make a law to make it okay. we're going to put a name on it. We're going to change the daggone birth certificate to add another gender that's not even existent. There's no other gender. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
There's male, there's female. There's male, there's female. There's no other gender X. What the heck? So, I identify with a female, although I have a penis. So, now I'm a female.
And it's all, I keep having this ongoing vision of, and I just see two females. One is giving birth, and the mom dad is the mom, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they're choosing X. Mm-hmm. Now, their child is clearly a male, clearly a female, mm-hmm. got one organ, mm-hmm. but they're putting X because they're both gay, and they don't know what their child is going to want to be when they grow up, so they're leaving it as X.
Now, I'm all for you can be what you want to be when you grow up, but I'm not for you being a different sex when you grow up. Like, if you were born a male,
you're a male.
Now, when I say you be what you want to be when you grow up, I'm talking about astronaut or run for president. Right. I'm not talking about, you know what? I was a dude, but you know what? I grew up, I'm going to be a female. Like, that's not cool. That's not right. And I can say with boldness, clarity, clear-headedness, clear conscience, that is not right.
No.
It's not. Somebody got to say it. It's not.
No, it's not.
It's like, how can you say that? Like, how can you look at that and think that's okay? You're going to let your kid decide what gender they are. We got two. That's too many choices. This ain't no buff. Like,
it's too many choices.
You know what? You know, kids, you know what? I'm not going to put any gender down. I'm not going to sign you any gender. Although biology and science assigns you gender, you know what? I'm going to let you identify what the heck you want to identify with.
Although you have a penis or you have a vagina, I'm going to totally omit that's there and act as if you have nothing down there. And we're going to see what you want to be when you grow up so you can go back to your own birth certificate and decide male, female, or just an X.
Now, in my understanding, as a parent, it is our job to guide our children, not let them guide us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, that's when you have to know when certain things are allowable for your kids. And sometimes being a parent is not the funnest job in the world. Mm-hmm. But however, when you see your kid going a certain way, it's our job to guide, not to let your kid guide. Well, kid, I understand you, it's what you identify with, but it's okay. No, it's not okay.
Right.
You know, as a parent, it is our job to guide our kids, not let them decide.
Right.
Some things, yeah, have a choice in, but some things they don't.
Right.
As a parent, that's my. I tell my kids all the time, like, I'm a parent and your friend, but I have to be your parent in this
first,
moment.
Yeah, parents first.
You know, friends, yeah, your friend, they ride with you, smoke dope, but you know all that cool stuff. Mm-hmm. As your father, I can't condone that.
Right.
And I'm not going to condone that. What kind of parent would I be? You grow up and be a mess up adult, you look at me like, Dad, you're supposed to guide me for
right,
this.
Right, right.
So as a parent, wouldn't you have to step in and say, wrong is wrong, right is right?
Mm-hmm.
But give your kid another choice, another freaking gender option? And I'm trying my best not to cuss on this podcast. But it's like, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. But now, it's all about, you know,
accepting and appeasing everybody else.
But that and the parent, though. Yeah. Like, it all depends on, like what kind of mindset does the parent have? Because if the parent has a jacked up mindset or a not so good mindset, they don't see nothing wrong with, you know.
Yeah.
And then not then, let's just take it a little further and go back to how was that parent raised?
True.
Was that parent raised in a house where everything was okay? The things that weren't okay were deemed okay. You know, mm-hmm. there are a lot of kids out here right now that is seeing the same sex sleeping with each other and stuff like that, and it's bringing forth confusion to where mm-hmm. although theirs may say male and female on their birth certificate, they now wondering is you know. Do I want to be with a man that has the same organ that I have? Because I see mom and mom together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or dad and dad together. So it's a, and that's why I'm like, you know, the old school ways are just kind of like really, really depleted, have been depleted and kind of like faded out mm-hmm. to where there was homosexuality back then.
Yeah.
It was just extremely secret and extremely hidden. It mm-hmm. wasn't free to where you could be telling your child at the age of 3, you know, be what you want to be as far as your sexual ability. Mm-hmm. And then when they turn 13, you're reminding them again that you don't have to like the opposite sex. You know, just because mm-hmm. you have a penis, you can still like a man that has a penis. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, those are things that's not okay. But my thing is, if I saw that growing up, then in my mind, I don't think nothing's wrong with what I'm teaching my child.
Of course not, yeah.
So it's, even it's when perpetual. It comes to the, yeah, even when it comes to the parenting, you got to go back to the person that's the parent mm-hmm. and view how was they even raised?
Yeah.
Because while me and you are looking at it like that ain't right, there could be another set of parents that's like, it's absolutely right. And it's because this is how I was raised.
Mm-hmm.
So it's man, across the board, it's a lot of prayer.
A lot of prayer, of course. A lot of prayer. And people standing up and speaking the truth.
Yeah.
I love it when I see people rebut against certain things and it shuts some things down.
Mm-hmm.
I wish people would rally behind us like they do, right? They're rallying against R. Kelly right now.
Right.
You're like, it's like some things need people to stand up for. You can't just be passive and watch this stuff go by knowing it's wrong. You have to say something.
Right. Right.
But, you know, we done gave you the spirit. We done gave you the our opinions. Now I got to give you the spiritual side of things.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I'm kind of like, I'm all for let live and let live. But at the same time, we're all on the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at things like this as like, again, I'll tell you hands down that I do believe the Bible. I look at it as a manual for life. I look at it that if God created us, then the manual tells us how we're supposed to operate. And when we don't operate according to the manual, then things, bad things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Time will tell you that's the truth.
Right.
Okay. And today, you were designed to be a male. Then you need to be a male. You're designed to be a female. You're designed to be a female.
Mm-hmm.
Man and woman are designed to be together to reproduce and populate the earth.
Right.
However, when you start changing stuff and tweaking stuff and we know it's kind of like, I don't know how to say it, it's kind of like nigger rigging something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always a quick fix for a little while.
Something
gonna happen. And that's the way I look at this. And I don't see any other way to look at it. Yeah. That, and it's like, if God is telling you, this is how I designed y'all, then we have to abide by it. We mm-hmm. should. It's not a matter, to me, it's not a matter of a sin. It's a matter of a design.
Right. Now I'm going to be the unorthodox person right here.
Come on.
And I'm going to just throw a monkey wrench all the way out there with that, because this is something that I've always,
mm-hmm.
No human being can answer this question.
Try me. I'm going to mess with that.
Like, everything you said is true, but the world was repopulated on incest.
Mm.
I mean, think about it. I mean, it's hold facts.
On. Nah, hold on, because you're going back to Genesis when it says, okay, but scriptures that could actually contradict that, too. That's another topic.
Okay, so what contradicted Noah and his family sleeping with each other to repopulate the earth? Because who else was on this planet when they started the earth over again.
Okay.
After the flood. When they sent the dove out, the dove never came back, then that means there was dry land somewhere.
Yeah.
But according to the word, in the 66 books, Noah and his family were the only living human beings on the planet. So they started sleeping with one another to repopulate the earth. So, I have an ongoing theory in my own mind. Yeah. I know a lot of people will really try to ridicule me and beat me up for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that when God flooded the earth, he got rid of mankind at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But the curses that was in the soil remained.
Mm-hmm.
Homosexuality was one of the curses mm-hmm. in the soil then. It remained.
I'm going to have to read that again, though, because I hear what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's 12 tribes that came out of all of that, too.
Mm-hmm. All Noah's sons.
Yeah, I have to look at that again. I have to read that again.
It all came from Noah's sons, you know what I'm saying? Like, the 12 tribes stemming from Noah's sons. So it's like, and honestly, when I pose that question all the time, a lot of folks look at me crazy. But I'm like,
no, it's an explanation to it,
right? And but see, it's an explanation. The explanation to me is simple. When the world was going forth back in the Bible days, incest was something that was normal
mm-hmm.
because everybody's married within their same bloodline. Like back then, before like Babylon, they was talking about before God confused everybody.
Yeah.
And everybody started intermingling with people. You had this sect right here, this tribe right here, this tribe, and I may be 60, and you may have a niece that's just turned 14,
mm-hmm.
but I'm about to marry my niece because our bloodline must remain the same.
Yeah.
We must marry into our own bloodline so mm-hmm. that, you know, there's no, because there was no such thing as intermingling with different races and tribes and stuff like that back then.
I'm with
then.
You on that one, yeah.
So it's like, so, and of course, to us, you know, that's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's highly disgusting. To me and you anyway.
Yeah.
You know, some people may feel like it's because it originated in the Bible, it's okay. To me, that's highly disgusting, but mm-hmm. but God allowed it. Now, people, I am not saying God said, Noah, sleep with your daughter. I'm not saying.
Yeah.
I said, a key word is allowed.
Mm-hmm.
God allowed a lot of things that I believe that he didn't want to happen or he didn't have plans for to happen, but because people make certain decisions and do certain things, he allows certain repercussions to happen.
Mm-hmm.
He allows certain blessings to happen. He allows a lot of things to happen because this is the direction that people chose to go in. When God created the earth, I don't believe it was his intentions at all to flood it.
No.
When he created it.
No.
You know, so, and that was just the monkey wrench thrown there because it's like, I understand everything we saying, but I actually do think back to the curses that's in the earth.
Yeah, you know, the whole book of Genesis again. I'm glad you brought that up. I had to read it again.
Yeah.
So I feel like I can't really comment on that so much because I haven't read it up.
Right. That's one of the things that, you know how you always read something and you know, people who are really studies of the word, you'll read certain passages and your Holy Spirit's going to have to give you clarity
mm-hmm.
because the next passage might not make absolutely no sense to what you just read. And it's because it's a lot that's missing out of
the books. Like I say, and plus, some what people don't realize, it could be a scripture that says verse 1, in verse 2, but it'd be hundreds of years in between verse 1 and verse 2.
And a lot of things happen in between verse 1 and verse 2.
Yeah.
It just don't look like it because of how we read it.
So you have to read it with the guys of the Holy Spirit. I'm with you.
Right. And in me reading that, I was like, wait a minute, Lord, so you just allowed folks to sleep with their bloodline to repopulate the earth? And you know, because I'm wondering, you know, and that at this one of them things, what I do realize is man won't have all the answers.
No.
And God won't even, I don't believe it. He will give you all of the answers. Some answers you're going to get when you actually get to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that may just be one of them. Because I don't expect no human being to give me that answer. You know, mm-hmm. You couldn't just allow one sister that was like a friend of Noah's. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But you got me really want to read that again. But I hear you, man.
Mm-hmm.
Those are valid questions. Those are definitely valid questions.
Yeah, yeah. But like I said, that was that monkey wrench because mm-hmm. I'm like, I think about I know a lot of couples that are same sex.
Yeah.
And they're actually legally married.
Mm-hmm.
And humble, sweet, beautiful people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the people that, and you know, they don't get all caught up in you know, the conversations about homosexuality and how you raise them, they kind of stay away from those things because, like, look, we have children, we're living our lives the way we want to, we don't want no drama and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. And I actually respect all of that. So yeah. It's when I look at people like them, I ask myself, okay, guys, so you're against homosexuality, yet you allow incest to be okay. Well, not say it be, you allow homosexuality and you allow incest as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any major repercussions off of incest because people are trying to stay in the bloodlines, mm-hmm. but I see so much backlash from homosexuality.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one of them things where I'm just like, you know, to me, in my eyes, they're both not right.
Yeah.
So how does one get more bashed than the other one when they're both the same level of not right to me?
Okay.
You know, in my personal opinion, incest is way more nasty.
Way more nasty. Yeah, yeah. I hear you. I don't know. I haven't read I haven't read on the incest thing, so I can't really comment on the incest thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I can say one pushes God's plan further, the other one doesn't.
Oh.
What I mean by that is God says be fruitful and multiply.
Mm.
Okay? So whether it's incest or people fornicating mm-hmm. of opposite sex, there are still people being born, kingdom agents, as I would call them, mm-hmm. kingdom agents to push God's will further on this planet. They're being born.
Okay.
Homosexuality immediately eliminates that, which is bringing me to my other theory.
Okay.
Because from what I understand, that's the whole purpose of us being here is to bring God's rule, influence on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
God's will be done on earth as is in heaven.
Right.
All
right.
And of course, I believe the enemy is here trying to stop that.
Right.
So how do you stop that from happening? You make homosexuality the new thing.
Oh.
You force the agenda. Right? Okay. When that doesn't work, what do? You hear people pushing to change the sex. Because when you change the sex, you can no longer reproduce.
Oh.
This is my personal theory.
And he is the prince of this air.
And you're getting people to fight for this stuff. Think about it.
It makes clear sense.
Yeah.
When so, you broke it down yeah, like so that.
You're pushing same-sex relationships, same-sex sex, period.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reproduction happening. There's no more ages from heaven coming down in flesh. Okay? Then when you do the gender change thing, or nobody, if you can't identify your gender, then you dang sure can't reproduce.
Wow.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then when you make it the new thing, the new civil war, basically, I'm fighting for my rights to do this kind of stuff, then it looks like it's a good cause.
Right. Right.
So that's just my personal theory. That's why I really feel like I discern that.
That's deep with the spiritual because it does make sense.
Yeah.
I mean, and now just looking at it from a common sense mm-hmm. point, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It makes plenty of sense.
And think about it. What do kids do? They mimic what they see their parents doing.
They do.
Now, when they got mom and mom and dad, what do you think
mom
they got
mom? Right, exactly. Especially when you see mom... That acting like a male, mm-hmm. and then you have another mom that's being a woman. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? But in their eyes, growing up, that's not even confusion. Or it may start off as confusion, but it comes very clear because they're raised in that.
Yeah, even if it's confusion, because we both know and we've seen this happen. We've seen people grow up in abusive homes, like mm-hmm. the boy grew up in abusive homes, seeing his mom get beat.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter how much he say he don't want that,
he wound up beating the woman.
Exactly,
he right?
Exactly. So it's a curse. It's a perpetual thing. Mm-hmm. Being perpetuated, basically. And so I think that's definitely part of it.
Wow.
Some of it might be another ploy of. New World Order, the global downsizing,
mm-hmm.
because people keep on telling me the earth is overpopulated, mm-hmm. which is why they have to manufacture the food and all this other stuff. But mm-hmm. if you think about it, it's not just one attack. You think about the food that we eat. Mm-hmm. A lot of times it's poison. Okay, you think about what they're telling us. Like, they're telling us the food is poison. Most stuff causes cancer.
Right.
Most stuff you eat causes cancer. That's the craziest thing. Okay, then you got the drugs. Then you got the drugs. Then you got the diseases that seem to come out of nowhere that they can't cure no matter how much we put into the AIDS funds, the cancer
mm-hmm.
funds.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another front. Okay, so if we can't kill people that way, then you know you got the drugs. They threw the heroin in the hoods. You know, we all know that was manufactured.
Yeah.
They threw the crack in the hoods. We know that's manufactured.
Mm-hmm.
That's killing people off.
Right.
Then you got the music perpetuating people killing each other off. So it's like each way you go is some kind of attack on society killing people off.
And that's the way that's the devil coming to kill, steal, and destroy. So this is his whole plan.
Now, when you get to the higher influence, that's the elite, people mm-hmm. who have the money.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see liquor stores at?
In all black neighborhoods. Owned by Asians.
What do you see the drugs
at? In Arabs. All black neighborhoods.
Who do you see killing each other?
All blacks.
Exactly. What music talks about killing each other more than any other music on the planet?
Black folks talking about killing each other.
Then who you hear say don't snitch about it?
Like, black folks.
Exactly.
Black folks talking about don't snitch on who you just shot.
Yeah, exactly. So I think personally, it all goes hand in hand. I think mm-hmm. it's all connected.
Mm-hmm.
All of it.
You need to be a theorist, man. You need to write your own theory.
How's
book,
that
man?
For being Christian and woke people? But that's my theory, man.
So I'm saved and woke.
Yeah.
Now what?
Yeah. So I definitely think that's the case. That's why you got people when people get more spiritual, I notice they become vegetarians. Because the food that we eat is poison to an extent.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm guilty of it myself. I mean, yeah. I love food, period.
I can believe that wholeheartedly. Especially when you're thinking about, you know, wanting to preserve your actual mm-hmm. shell body
a lot longer
so mm-hmm. you can still continue to do his work.
And I was at Checkers the other day, and it's like, the food we buy, it's there to kill us. Like I went to Checkers. Like I'm saying, it tastes good. Don't get me wrong, it tastes good.
Checkers is awesome.
Yeah, so I went to Checkers yesterday, and I'm in the drive-thru, and I'm ordering my healthy food from Checkers, which is fries.
They got healthy food?
No. So when I look down, like, we already know it's unhealthy, right? So now I look down on the menu, they got freaking funnel cake fries. Like, how unhealthy is that?
Really?
Now, my eyes lit up.
I was like, really?
Yeah, they got funnel cake fries. I'm thinking, golly, that's fried food. Fried bread with sugar and sauce. Like, good God. Like, it sounds good.
I mean, it sounds very good.
But it's like, dang, there's nothing healthy on this menu at all. No salad, no lettuce. The healthiest thing is the condiments.
Condiments.
And then you and I had this conversation about salads ain't even that healthy at the restaurants, like the fast food restaurants.
Nah,
so,
which was very disappointing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm spending $8-$9 on a salad that ain't even good for me.
So who gets to live? The elite.
The ones with money.
Who can afford their own crops and organics and stuff like that. Regular working man can't afford that. They just turn from a Gen X conversation to everything. But yeah, man, so that's my thoughts on all that stuff, man. But I do think it's all connected.
Yeah.
And nobody can convince me differently.
Yeah. I would have to agree with you as well. It sounds like it's all connected.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like everybody has a part to play.
Yeah.
And they playing their parts already, mm-hmm. you know, and if people don't know, you know, God casted Satan out of heaven onto this earth, and he still has all his gifts. Like, yep. he didn't take any of his anointing away, mm-hmm. take any of his gifts away. The devil is using it, you know, for his personal benefit. He's not using it for anything good.
Mm-hmm.
But everything that you said, it sounds like the work of the devil. It sounds like the work of the enemy. I mean,
when you understand how it works, yeah.
Exactly. Because, I mean, and for people who don't really think that the enemy has a long game, his long game started when he got casted out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I believe it was things he put into place 30, 40 years before they actually happened. Hence what we're talking about as far mm-hmm. as, like, you know, the government passing things like, you know, crack hitting, you know, California, South Central back in, like, the late 60s, early 70s.
Yes.
I believe, you know, that was already put into place. You know, mm-hmm. I do believe Ronald Reagan was the president that administered AIDS. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I believe all this is put into place, you know?
Yeah, of course.
And you know, I'm speaking, this is how I feel. I believe that, you know, black people, we are that 144 chosen. I believe we are the ones. I believe that is the reason why our race is the most race that is hit the hardest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I believe we are God's chosen people, and we're going to catch it the hardest because we're his chosen people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not trying to be funny, but I'm going to take it all the way back to melanin. You know, Caucasians don't have melanin. In the Bible, they were the only breed that caught leprosy back then.
Yeah.
Ethiopians, Egyptians, all that. None of mm-hmm. anybody that had melanin, leprosy was nowhere from you. And I believe melanin was the reason why you could not catch leprosy. So that's just another reason of saying, like, you know, the enemy knew who God's people were. This is my theory. You know what I'm saying? The enemy knew that, you know what I'm saying, black people were God's chosen people, so he made it a plan to destroy us or entangle us, mess us up as much as he could
mm-hmm.
before, you know what I'm saying, Jah comes back.
Okay. So when you say where God's chosen people are not white, are white people, are you saying white people are not chosen either?
Yeah, I'm saying they're not chosen.
Okay. So how does that not sound racist?
It does, you know. Yeah. It does. However, what you can do is when you read the Word of God, he says 144,000, that's his chosen. Yeah. And that's not the whole world.
It's not.
You know, and I do believe it was a certain race. I don't believe it was like a Caucasian here, a Puerto Rican there, an African here. I believe it was originally one tribe, one race that he was ultimately in love with, and we turned our backs on him. And through that, it opened up the door for everyone else to be able to receive him.
Okay.
But we do know through the reading the word originally, God wasn't studying folks outside his people. And it's kind of hurtful.
Yeah.
That, you know, saying that God is this loving God, but he literally had his chosen people that he loved. And because they denied him, everyone had access to him.
Mm-hmm.
So growing up,
yeah,
I was always saying, I'm thankful that his people denied him because it gave me access.
Yeah.
But as I got older and my relationship with him and the more I've read, I believe that I was originally a part of the chosen.
Okay.
And I believe that, like I said, I do believe that black folks are. Now, of course, I can't show you in the Word of God where it says black people are.
Mm-hmm.
I can't show you in them 66 books. So, you know, I can't. Somebody say, give me a scripture. I don't have one for you.
Mm-hmm.
This is just what I solely believe, and it's through reading other books that are not, like the Ethiopian Bible that me you talk about all the time with the 86 books in them.
Mm-hmm.
It goes more into Ethiopians, mm-hmm. Africans, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it showed you how much of a direct connect that we have with Abba.
Yeah.
So, you know, to me, the proof is in the pudding. And I do believe Jews, which were the Catholics that took the 600 scrolls all the way down to 66.
Mm-hmm.
What people need to understand is that when they broke it down to the 66 books, it was not done so that it could be loving and so that people could save the world. It was done to enslave people. Now, whether they did that subconsciously or did it on purpose, after the 66 came out, it was more so used to enslave people more so than free people.
Mm-hmm.
God's intent was always for it to free. So, you know what I'm saying? But we're human beings with our own mindsets. And when God gives us a vision, most of the time we tend to add our own personal emotions and feelings in the vision and then think that God gave us all that. Now, totally forgetting we added our own personal emotions inside of it.
Okay.
So that's, like I said, that's my theory. We black folks, we the chosen, y'all. That's my theory. We the only race that has been targeted since day one.
I agree with you on some of that. My theory is a little bit different. I think
I agree with you on some of that.
Yeah, I agree with some of that. I think so. I've heard God's chosen people who are God's chosen people, and I've also read enough to know that the ancient Hebrews were melanated people, which that would be black people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When it says God's chosen people, I've always asked people, what did that mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it meant like God's people above, like favored above any other people. Because to me, why would God create other people just to not love them? You know, that makes no sense to me.
Gotcha.
So when it says God's chosen people, this is just my personal opinion based on some stuff I've studied, some stuff I've been taught.
Right.
When it says God's chosen people, my understanding was it was God's chosen people to birth certain things.
Oh.
Like we have certain responsibilities. Like God's chosen people, this particular line was supposed to birth this particular prophet.
Mm-hmm.
Like even when it comes to Jesus' lineage, it was chosen for this particular lineage that Jesus is going to come through this lineage.
Mm-hmm.
And I was also told that because we're God's chosen people, we're given a different charge, higher calling than other people. Not a better calling, but a higher responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes sense to me more so than anything. Like I said, that's just based off what I've learned. I haven't studied it in great detail.
Yeah. It makes me, this is something that I want me and you kind of like study together simply because like you just opened up my eyes to what you just said as far as like, you know, his chosen people for a certain purpose to birth certain things.
Yeah, because if you look at, you talk about the Levitican Levitican priesthood, it was certain standards that they had. Like, even when God chose certain people to carry the ark, those were God's chosen people to do that particular task.
Right, right.
It wasn't about race. It's about, these are the people I got for this job.
Right.
People I got for that job.
Right.
But, yeah, there's definitely a lot more to it. But, yeah, when it comes back to the ancient Hebrews and the 12 tribes and that kind of stuff, it gets confusing for me. But I do know that the ancient Hebrews were black.
Right. And, see, the part that, that's why I say I want us to study this together, because I'm like, why, if we were that. Now, I do not believe God created this whole world and all these people and did not love, only loved a certain amount of people. Mm-hmm. I believe he loves everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
So I now, me saying that we're the chosen ones, I'm not saying that he didn't love the other people. He just loved us. I believe he loved everyone. Mm-hmm. And it makes more sense to what you're saying as far as us having a different purpose or higher calling. The only part that is really throwing me left, what makes me and you, I want to study now, is that it openly says that his people denied him, which gave others access to him.
It does say that, yeah.
So I'm like, so what does that mean, Lord?
I'm wondering that too, because I remember that scripture. I'm thinking, dang, so they're going to go to hell before that? So because people messed up, so now we get an option? Like,
right, you
know?
Right.
So I want to find that out too. And I, you know, Majors will have that information for one. I know he's done it on his show. We might have to get him on it for that.
I would say we probably need to get him on here for that
one. All right, man. That was good.
Yeah, that was deep.
I don't know how we got all the way over here, but either way, that's crosstalk for you. I'm glad y'all tuned in. But what I was getting at earlier when I said we all in the same boat, my thing is, like, I'm always for one, let live and let live. I agree with that wholeheartedly. But when people said the gay marriage, how does it affect your household? Mm-hmm. How does it affect this? How does it affect that? It does affect my household, only not in the sense of, like, I have to explain to my kids, because I've explained it to my kids before. But my point is, I know when you pull away from God and you operate outside of that, it causes other things to happen.
It does.
And I also don't necessarily agree with this, however, but I'm not God. But I do know nations are punished for nation stuff. Like, in the Bible times, they talk about nations were punished because of decisions that the leaders in the nation made.
Okay.
So when you're making these decisions based on a nation, that's an interesting photo, on a nation, it affects us. Like, when people took prayer out of schools, more stuff happened. It took away the God. Man. It took away the protection that we had.
Yeah.
It shouldn't have stopped from praying, but it did. I'm sure it stopped some people from praying at particular times. Prayer does change things. So when you take away the elements that cause change, it allows bad things to happen. It's almost like in a bodily sense, in a physical body sense, when your immune system gets taken away, it allows stuff. Like, when AIDS attacks your immune system, it allows you to die from other diseases.
Wow.
So I'm talking about, in the sense of the nation, when y'all pull away from God and take away what God already established and say this is the right way now, it opens the floodgates for stuff to affect all of us, not just your household.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
So anyway, that's all I got, man.
Yeah.
That's a dope episode. I'm excited about the next episode. I'm excited that we just dropped some nuggets on this one. Oh, time for the shout-outs, man. Time about to skip the whole shout-outs. So, all right, y'all ready, man? Shout-outs to Cross Talkers Worldwide. Shout-out to my mom, Dorothy Brown, down in Great Georgia. Shout-out to our homegirl, Brandy. Shout-out to Alicia. Shout-out to Ramil. Shout-out to November. Shout-out to Brenda. Shout-out to Love Works Studios.
Yes.
Not one, but two cities in England is listening to us. Shout out to London. Shout out to Banbury, Oxford.
Yeah.
Oxfordshire. Shout out to Conyers, Georgia. Shout out to Stone Mountain, Georgia. Fayetteville, Georgia. Morrill, Georgia. And of course, Graysonville, Maryland, still rocking with. Shout out to all the future cross talkers. I'm Steph Swig.
I'm Big Pudge.
Cross Talk
Radio. Peace.